Unknown warrior, Westminster Abbey. Unnamed, he serves on still. Although he lies where medieval light leans in, he ties our minds to one brief butchery, to four short, cauterizing years, a war distinctly his, unique, a searing shared with others elsewhere, crossed and numbered all, anonymous as he is here. And all those other others, those who waited and with time left empty, went on waiting. Time that bleakened into futures, those who saw the silent side of glory, lives lived round the fringes of their families, wives to be, or were, two holocausts ago, lived on with unchanged names on rosters, tea and vicarage, in evening keys to doors that opened into neatness, days with chalk and children, busy in their way, but then there always were the evenings. Years of bringing gifts to christenings, cards to send on unforgotten birthdays. Only theirs would pass by cardless sometimes. Customs change. Refined retirement first, near peers, and then bed-sitted for a while, then nursing homed and things receding. Finally a bell and telegram. Aunt Ellen's gone, last night. Who must we tell? At least, for what it's worth, their names were known.